Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Memory Unlocked, a show about movies that shaped us.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Just me, baby. Just me.
Why didn't you just go home? That's your home. Are you too good for your home? Answer me.
I'm the dude.
Here are your hosts, Justin and Zach.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Hey, man.
Oh, hello, sir.
I'm always jamming to that intro. Intro's great.
It's not bad, I gotta be honest with you. I feel like it's been months since we've done this show.
I agree, and I wasn't sure if that was just like had the way that it feels. Yeah, man, it feels like we've it's been a minute.
Now, we did City Slickers, so...
That wasn't that long ago.
No, it doesn't feel like it, but... And I know I posted it last week, so I don't know. I guess we're just in this, like, weird...
We're just doing it, dude.
We haven't done anything kind of deal.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. Whatever.
How's it going?
Not too bad. Can't complain. We're just here doing the podcast thing.
Yeah, I was going to say the same.
What's new with you? Anything?
No news. No news is good news, I guess.
No news is good news. Yeah. I know we're seeing Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 this week.
Goddamn right. Tomorrow, buddy.
I'm so amped. I can't even process.
That's the whole thing, man. I can't believe it's on a Tuesday. We're going on a Tuesday.
You know what? It's going up on a Tuesday, and I kind of love it. And what's kind of wild?
Why do you think opening day is? Tuesday.
Well, why? Yeah. So the preview is Tuesday, but tonight on Monday there's a fan event. Yesterday on Sunday they had showings. Like there are people in this world that have already seen this movie.
I love that.
So, and you know what? If you're going to bring it out on a Wednesday, why not just give those previews? And what's kind of great about that is usually when you go to sneak previews, you know, it's a free event or something like that.
No,
you pay money to go see this movie.
Yeah, dude.
All these events were like paid for.
I fucking love it, dude. Because also like what it tells me is when a movie release is like earlier in the week, what it tells me is they're so confident it's going to do well. Because if it was a bad movie, as if it could ever be, but if it was a bad movie, bad reviews would come out, you know, by Wednesday, Thursday, and then nobody's going to bother to go on the weekend, and it just tanks. But they just know, let all the fans come out during the week, and then all the buzz is going to get going that everybody's going to come on the weekend, and they'll get like an extra slam. So that's how I know it's good, because I know what they're doing.
Yeah, and I've been showing you the Rotten Tomatoes score, and that's like crazy to me. It's that high, which I'm excited about. But you're right. Like the fandom of Mission Impossible will come out during the week, and then by the time the weekend comes, it'll be way past $100 million by
exactly.
Awesome. Be on the lookout for that review.
Because that'll
be a special. Yep. So this week we're going to a 1991, in my opinion, classic, and probably the most core memory unlocking that we have had since the inaugural episode.
Oh, really?
This, and what's kind of funny, and it's something that I never put together until later on in life, but this movie is based in Labor Day weekend. My family watched this movie every Thanksgiving from 1992 till the last time I did Thanksgiving there.
Really? Wow.
I have seen this movie upwards to 25 times.
Wow. And regularly throughout your life.
Regular. Like,
which is a big deal. Yeah.
And we'll get into it once we show this trailer, but it was a staple that became, we quote this throughout the year. Yes, we watched it once a year, but I can quote this movie from beginning to end. There was a point where I almost didn't want to watch it because I'm so familiar with it. I wanted to see, I don't have a note. I don't need notes because I know this entire fucking movie.
That's great. So, that's awesome. That's exciting.
Yeah. But let's get into this trailer before the trailer. Core Memory Unlocked, that's Justin and Zach. If you want 15% off of Ray's energy drinks on their website, so if you buy a case of it for 15% off, use Thrill Me as the promo code. We also have Amazon Prime Day right now, so 4 months of Amazon Unlimited Music. Just use the promo code. Everything's in the description of this video or podcast, however you're listening or watching. So that's what's going on with us right now. But today we're going to talk 1991, Richard Dreyfuss, Bill Murray, What About Bob? And in case if you have not seen said thing, get out of here. Make them little. There we go. In case if you haven't seen it, this is the trailer to What About Bob?
Just when Leo Marvin thought he was getting away from it all.
As of this afternoon, I'm taking my family on vacation. Yeah,
his old friend Bob Wiley showed up.
Dr. Marvin!
Oh my God.
I really appreciate this.
Old friend!
Yeah, that, I caught that too.
Into this house.
He's a sweet guy. Didn't you invite Bob over for dinner? Would you like some more chicken, Bob?
Will you stop that, please?
You're angry. No, I don't get it.
I love that he didn't even say words.
Touchstone Pictures presents Bill Murray.
Hello, I'm Bob. Would you knock me out, please?
And that's one of my favorite lines.
Sam is crazy.
Get out! Why'd you need to kick Bob out of the house?
He's not gone.
That's the whole point.
He's not gone.
This is a radical new therapy.
You see?
Rated PG.
Oh man.
Okay, not a bad little trailer, by the way.
No, that's the movie. That's what you get. I love it.
That is the movie.
That's great, man. That's great. It had some of my favorite lines in it. Yeah, when Richard Dreyfuss gets a car and he gives, he just stops saying words. He's so angry. That was one of my favorites.
So I think one of the best parts about this movie is the fact that it does kind of feel wholesome. It is a PG movie during the era where there was PG-13. So it's interesting to me, even with some of the like Tourette's stuff they get through later on, that I'm like, I'm shocked it's not PG-13.
Yeah, I didn't know that it was rated PG. That's wild. But I mean, I know a lot of like the Tourette's words that they use, like were, you know, I mean, half the time it was with the kid from Hook.
Oh, yeah, I know. What a year.
Yeah, this kid. 2 in 1 year. Yeah.
And when I saw that he was in this, because it was funny. We watched Hook and I'm like, I know this kid from something. And obviously
you recognize him from that, right?
What's really funny is that I came in being like, I hate Jack and he better fucking not ruin this. And then I'm like, oh no, he was great in this. No wonder I didn't have a hard time with this.
Yeah.
So that trailer portrayed it as Bob was a friend of Leo Marvin.
Yeah, an old friend. You're right.
That's not the plot of this movie.
No.
The plot of this movie is Bob is going through a crisis. He has a lot of problems in his life, and he gets a new therapist because his old one is like, I can't handle this guy anymore. And he gets him to Leo, and he invades Leo's vacation to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And then it's like a vice versa. It's like one guy has problems at the start of this and loses.
Yes.
While another one gains them this entire time. And I think the arc for both of their characters is goddamn beautiful.
Yeah. It's great. Like, I love that, like, what I love about the choice of this movie is that how Richard Dreyfuss goes crazy and he gets crazier and crazier and crazy. It could have been like Elf. So like in Elf, it was like a similar scenario where the dad's just like detached. He's not a great dad. He's just so buried in his work or whatever. But at least in like in Elf, the dad like learns a lesson and comes around. But I love that in this movie that does not happen. He just gets more to the point where he tries to murder a guy.
Tries to murder him, and even so becomes like involuntary where he doesn't talk anymore.
Then
all the way to the end of the movie where we get the little credits of like what everybody's doing.
Yes.
He's now suing Bob.
Right. Yes.
Like at the end for the death therapy. Right.
For the death therapy. Yeah.
They never rekindled this relationship. Right. While you know that's Bob right. is all about him still.
Right. Yeah, for sure. I know. Well, that's, you know, we've been watching these movies where, like, as a kid. So I watched this movie a bunch when I was a kid or whatever in my early teens, but I haven't seen it since then. So it's been a really long time. And so mm-hmm. I wasn't like 100% like remembering where the movie was going. It was like mm-hmm. every time I watched a scene, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember this, but I couldn't remember what happened until I watched the scene. Right. It was like one of those things. Where was I going with this? But
like for you, it was like a memory of watching it and knowing there's this psychotic break between Leo where he just freaks out. But then Bill Murray, who's playing Bob, is just being wonderful and delightful through this entire movie. I thought,
well, that's what, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's what I was, yeah. So that's what I was going to say was we've been watching these movies where, like, as a kid, I more identified with like the kid rambunctious character, but you know, now as an adult, I thought that might happen when I watched this. I was like, okay, mm-hmm. Bob's going to be super annoying. Mm-hmm. And I totally get Richard Dreyfuss wanting to be like, dude, like space, I'm on vacation here. Like, I know he's like kind of a dick and he's big head. Yeah. He's got his ego, but at least yeah. he was like trying to be like professional or whatever. I was worried that like that was going to happen. I was like, oh no, I might be on the other side. But Bill Murray plays it's like Elf. He's just so delightful and charismatic. It's like, it's not annoying at all. Like you and I ended up falling on the side with the family, which is I just want this guy around all the time. Like he's just a fun, sweet, wholesome dude.
I'm so glad you said that because that's what I knew was going to happen. Like I knew I would never be on Richard Dreyfuss's side.
Right, right.
Because through even the beginning where he's this same guy or whatever, you see he's an egomaniac. He yeah. obviously has people against him from the therapist who gives him Bob, where he's like, free. Because he specifically sent him there because he knows Leo fucked him over sometime in life. And now right. this is his revenge.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
much
yeah.
so where we meet people where Leo bought a house.
Yes, out from under them. Like, yeah.
Oh, well, we'll show you where he lives because for he sure. that's over. So for this sure. entire film is a revenge film based on characters we will never get to know about because right. Bob is the weaponized vengeance.
That's right. That's right. It's almost like karma. Like Bob is karma.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's say that's the theory, right? So Bob right. is a karma personified and mm-hmm. was gifted to this family that didn't have like these kids that didn't have a better father figure.
Right.
And so not only is Bob good for the family, but also bad for Richard Dreyfuss. So like he came right. in to serve everyone that deserves better good and everyone mm-hmm. deserves worse bad.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's a fun way to look at it.
And I do respect the fact that the family never betrays Richard Dreyfuss. Like, they never...
They're always so sweet to him.
They are. They're not like, oh, we're going to take the kids and go away. It's, we're going to stick it out with him. But he is a piece of shit.
He is such a piece of
shit. And that's okay. Oh, my God. He is such a piece of shit.
Because even after the television thing, the interview or whatever, and, like, he comes back inside, the family's all like, oh, my God, that was amazing. Wasn't that great? Like, they're so supportive of him, and he's such a fucking prick, man.
Like, so many instances. Like, she makes a stellar dinner. The dinner is corn on the cob, rotisserie chicken, salad, mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
He's eating it up while Leo Marvin's like, this is fucking Tuesday dinner, pal.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
And Bob recognizes real, okay?
Yeah.
Game recognizes game.
It's true. It's so true, man. And by the way, like, I just want to say, like, I got to mention Julie Haggerty or whatever. I fucking love her. Everything she does is just my favorite thing, from Airplane to like Just Friends. Like everything that she's in, I fucking love this woman. She is so great.
She anyway, is a standout. And that's how I remembered her from Airplane to this. Like,
yeah,
these two roles make her an icon, in my opinion.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
And then we can talk about the kid again. Sigmund is really good. Like,
yeah.
I enjoyed his progression of, like, I don't want to. And it was just like how a little kid would do it. Like, he's trying to force him to dive. And he's like, I don't want to fucking do it. Where Bob is being like, don't dive. Don't you do it.
Right. It's true. I know. I'm like, I was like, this is exactly what I would do.
Therapy.
It's so true. It's so fucking true, man. I thought that was great. I also love that they like kind of made him kind of like emo. Like,
yes, you're going to die. We are going to die.
I just think it was just a fun character choice. Like, I don't know where they came out because it doesn't really play into the story at all. I just like that they just gave the kid a little bit more personality or whatever.
He's just wearing a lot of black.
Yeah, it's like the kid from fucking Wedding Crashers. You know, that emo kid.
Oh, yeah, it's just like emo.
Yeah, exactly. Like that, just for no reason.
Speaking of clothes, can we talk about that we're both wearing the same green?
Yes, I can't. I thought that too. I was I tried to pick out a shirt that I haven't really worn on the podcast yet.
Same.
I feel like it's always the same shit, you know.
I went so far that the hat matches the drapes. You know what I mean?
Oh, look at that! Look at that!
You know what I mean?
Look at that.
Yeah. That's so funny. The progression of this movie is Bob's getting more into the family. The fam's just falling in love with Bob and his antics.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't?
And I love when he gets to progressively become better. Like, I love that we see, like, oh, maybe I won't use a Kleenex on this handle. Oh,
yes.
I'll throw away all the... I go sailing. I'm a sailor. I sail.
Yeah, no, he's tied up. He's tied up.
Like, I'm sailing. I absolutely adore it, brother.
Yeah. He's so sweet. I fucking love it.
I love Bill Murray in this. It might be my second favorite role of his, but just behind Venkman, because it's a version of him we've never seen. You know what I mean?
Yes. No, for sure. For sure. For this. So like, I mean, it's a whiles away, but like, for some reason, the Bill Murray movie that I watched probably the most when I was a kid, which is just like a really deep pull, is The Man Who Knew Too Little.
Oh my God.
That for some reason that movie was the movie, but this is also back when, like,
I can't wait till we get to 1998 and talk about it.
Yeah, I think it's 97, but anyway, because I looked it up.
Oh, excuse me.
I don't know. It's been a minute.
I was thinking Operation Dumbo Dropper.
Oh my God, I forgot about that movie. But That was one of like the few movies. It was back when you had like a limited amount of VHSs in the house, and it was just like you just watch them over and over and over again. And that was the one
they bought at Walmart. Right, yes.
That's exactly right. I know, but still, it was so funny. That one I fucking loved as a kid. I loved it because it's like very like Mr. Dudley or whatever, where it's he's just an idiot that's just running around getting away with whatever.
That was the age when our favorite comedians of the PG-13 era were doing like PG, like Flubber with Robin Williams.
Right, yeah. Which, like, Robin
that's
Williams,
what that
this,
is.
This was supposed to be a Robin Williams vehicle.
And Patrick Stewart.
I read that too.
I saw that. And I was wild. I really wish I could have seen that version. I don't think it would have strayed too far because I can see both of them.
Agreed.
Being like Robin Williams would have played it like this.
For sure. Oh yeah, for sure. I could totally see him. When I read that, I was like, oh, this wouldn't be that different of a movie if it was Robin Williams. Like, I could totally see that. And it would be, I think, you know, a little different. It'd be like a different flavor. It'd be like Lime versus Lemon. It'd just be slightly different, but but anyway, I still think it would be really good.
What's your take on the hand puppet family?
Oh my God, dude! It's awful. He's crazy. He brings it out in public. I also like. Here's the other thing about those hand puppets.
Yeah,
they look so much like the characters. They look so much like the kids. They look so much like the kids. Where I'm like, he must have to get these remade because every year or two, you know, the kids are going to look different. Like, they, especially the little one grows up and whatever. Right. Like, they have to keep updating this. Like, these look like very recent. Like, these were that 1991's puppets. And then, like, he's got a storage closet with, you know, 1990s puppets, each 89 version. Puppets.
Like, when they yes. grow up, they're going to college, and he's like, I'm going to miss you here. I have all the collection of you.
Yeah.
Because you're right. I don't think he had gray hair his entire life. I bet you he didn't have gray right. hair when these kids were born, but his yeah. doll definitely has that. Now, okay. does he bring it to the bedroom, though? That's the question. Does he? He's
probably.
Like, Harriet.
Probably. Harriet. Probably. For sure. There's some deep, disturbed shit. Like, oh my God. Yeah. And then, like, and, you know.
In regular bedroom, he's fine. But once he puts the puppet on, the puppet talks. The puppet has Tourette's. Where yeah. that's and going?
It's so sweet. I'm sure she goes along with all of it. Okay, dear.
I guess we'll do it. Yep. Good morning, America's here.
For sure. Right. For sure. Okay. So speaking of the kids. All right. So yeah. how, so they mentioned the boy is 12.
Yes.
How old is the daughter?
She has to be 18.
Because she goes out with, like, her friends and stuff. She's obviously, mm-hmm. she's old enough to drive. She doesn't seem like, yeah, she doesn't seem like 16, 17. I will right. say this. She, in real life, she's 10 years younger than her mother.
So she was, like, 30?
She's 26. She's 26.
Wow. Okay. And the, yeah, and why mom is she?
36.
Okay, so do you think she was playing of age or playing a teen?
I that's the thing. Maybe 18. I mean, that already creates a pretty big gap between the two of them. Like, I'm surprised it wasn't like a 12-year-old and like a 16-year-old.
Okay, yeah. That's what that I think we're going 17. I definitely because I don't feel like wow. dad would I don't think dad's going to let her go out on a boat with some boys at 16.
I agree.
Especially
I agree.
Driving by herself.
But then they cast somebody who's 26 to play.
I mean, that's then because, and this is another reason why I don't think so, is because then the sister of Leo Marvin has nothing to do. Then the goal of the movie, if she's 26, Bob's going to get her.
Right. Okay. Right. 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 That's true.
Because we could have just easily, because then we fire that actress. Boom. We just save some money. Okay.
Right.
Bob and her are developing a relationship. Then the birthday comes. Leo catches Bob with the puppets.
Right.
And then Leo goes insane.
That's wild. Now, Bob. So Bill Murray in this movie. So back to ages. Bill Murray in this movie is 41.
Yeah, obviously.
But 41 just feels different. Does it just feel different back in 1991 than it does now?
As a 40-year-old man, yes, it does.
That's why I'm asking you. I pictured you in the role. I pictured you. I'm like, can I picture Zach the same age? And then I'm like, okay, well, I look at him and I go, okay, well, I can't say he necessarily looks older, but like I couldn't picture like hanging out with him. I couldn't picture him being a friend that I call, like I call you and be able to do podcasts.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm healthier than Bill Murray at that time.
That's true.
That's really where it comes
Great
down
point.
To.
Great point.
And then on top of that, and we say this all the time, is just like, you know, they didn't have the fun things we have now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
the version of me now is an extension of my younger self, hat backwards, whatever. But like Bill Murray, he grew up in a different time. He doesn't have the things. Like, I bet you he was collecting baseball cards at best.
Right. Yeah, that kind of like, sometimes I think that I feel like it's not how old they look. It's just the style cues us that it's of an older generation. It's like, you know, the older, like, like perms that women would get, like what we would consider like mom haircuts that would just make somebody look older. Like when they, I've seen like people take like the Golden Girls and, you know, with their ages and they're a lot younger than you think they are. And then they just change their hair to look more modern. They go, they do look 10 years younger once you update their hair to not look like an old lady's hair because not because old lady's hair is old. It's just because we associate that with an older style. With but anyway, it's just lady. It's just trippy.
How old was Richard Dreyfuss? Did you see
44.
44. Yeah. Okay. Wow. He went gray.
Yeah, he went gray. That. He went gray really quick. Wow. For sure.
Okay.
He's rocking it, though. He's rocking it.
Oh, no. He's a gorgeous man. Actually, it's through that period where I was like, I don't know his age. Because if you looked at this besides the gray, but you go back to Jaws, like, he's the same, like,
era. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
so it's really, it is really kind of difficult. Like I said earlier, this was very much a staple of my youth every Thanksgiving. And I know I said I was thinking about watching it, but or not watching it. But there was this little part of me when I turned it on, like, you know, because this was a family thing I did recently. Family members die. Right. So, like,
which is why you're crazy about rewatching it.
I think so. Because, like, one of the funnest things to do was just quoting it randomly. Not even during watching the movie. Even though,
what are some of your favorite quotes?
Oh my God, favorite quotes. The whole goddamn movie's a favorite quote. Baby steps around the office. Baby steps out the door. I'm a sailor. Ahoy! I'm trying to baby step on the bus. We have a baby schedule to keep, Bob. I know, Wang. Knock me out. You know,
The knock me out line.
Doing that. He's never gone. See?
Right. Yeah.
It's just, this is death therapy, Bob. It's just, there's so many things that we would bring into our life with this movie that I can completely understand that this is, you know, probably one of the ones that isn't going to get the most hits or whatever, like no one really looks at it. This movie to me is a classic. And I think even if you've never seen it, it is definitely one that I would say, yeah, go watch this movie. You're going to laugh. Brooke said I don't even know how Brooke's never seen this before because she's been to one of my Thanksgivings. So I wonder if she like blocked it out. Well, it's kind of a struggle to watch this. Like she was a newcomer coming into watching it. Everybody's quoting it right before. We're all saying 10 seconds before it happens. So she's probably tuned out what's happening. Sure.
But that's us in Christmas Vacation where we just say the lines.
Right. And for me, that this is a different holidays version. I'm actually thinking about moving it to Labor Day weekend post this year just as a like, okay, it fits that holiday, and now I'm making my own tradition out of it because the other one is laying to rest.
Right. Yeah, it's true. It was an easy watch, man. It's really, really fun. He's really, really delightful. It's a great bit. I totally get it. Like, I just was watching a podcast where they were just talking about like they don't make comedies anymore, like straight comedies, and especially ones like this. Like this movie would never come out now. It's crazy, and I
disagree in a sense of I don't think it wouldn't come out now. It would just go to Netflix. We live in a world where like movies are made. We just don't go to theater to see them. We have to go see these big blockbuster movies.
That's true.
So they do good get point. Made. They just will not become iconic like they were because we live in a society that just wants content.
Yeah, right. No, that's true. That's true. That's very, very true.
If this came out today, there's no way in 10 years I quote it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, because you wouldn't watch it 200 times. It comes back to the never rewatching things. One of my favorite bits in this movie is when he gets pushed into the water and he's got his floaty and he's kicking like, and they're like just kicking, he's kicking, and then so they go to pull him in and then it cuts to the wide shot and he's kicking under the, now he's going under the pier.
He's still going.
My favorite bit of just him going under the pier.
I love the dinner scene when like he's just progressively getting more angry and then it's like, okay, he has to go. He can't go. Why? It's raining. Who cares? I'll give him a slicker. And then you see him in the slicker.
Yes, and he's just sitting on the couch. The
and I still do this to this day. Is just look at the rain and just go, shh. I think it's lighting up. And then yeah. I love that. I love when they're sleeping, Bob and the kid are like in the room doing the Tourette's. And Leo just goes, listen, I just want some peace and quiet. And Bob's like, I'll be quiet. I'll be peace.
I'll be peace.
Such a kid thing where like that kid.
That was a great beat. Bit.
Leo was a great bit with the puppet. Been like, poof, poof.
Yes, that was a great bit. I laughed really hard at that bit.
It was. I'll be peace. I loved it. but that's What About Bob. What do you think about What About Bob? I say watch it as soon as you can. I was kind of disturbed that it wasn't on a streaming platform.
No.
Like I had to sign up for MGM Plus for 7 days.
Yeah, I
did cancel it.
Oh well, yeah, MGM Plus. I didn't even know it was a thing.
That same thing Brooke said.
Didn't even know. They're just all doing their own thing now, man. It's crazy.
Well, they'll be merging sooner than later.
Yeah, I know for sure.
So once again, please, if you want some energy drink, get some Ray's energy drinks. Go to their website, Rep Sports. Oh, man, we're on the wrong back thing. I should have uploaded it here. I had made a whole thing. Nah, whatever.
Oh, well, Rep Sports, maybe.
RepSports.com, 15% off. Amazon, unlimited music, 4 months free. Both codes are probably Throw Me. Just put whatever you want in there. I don't care. See what happens. Just press buttons. And we will catch you next week. Next week's a special Core Memory Unlock. It's a different. Usually we're staying in these 90s, but I pitched something to Justin, and he agreed to it. So I was very thankful for that. But we'll come back next week. Find out what
next week, baby.
Next week. All right. I love you, buddy.
Love you, buddy.
I acted like I hit end, and I really didn't.
Right, yeah. And we're out, but not really.